Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, all Blog Talk listeners throughout the radio land. God bless you. I'm glad we have this opportunity to just come together. I've been looking forward to this, and I pray that each and every one of you have also. This is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, and I come to you tonight, greetings from Tri-Tip Ministries, and just come to you just for prayer. Tonight is going to be about prayer. I wanted to just lift up some words and give you some words of encouragement. You know, we talk the talk, and so we want to walk a good walk, walk in faith. So even when we receive the news that we've been talking about looking for expectations, I'm expecting a miracle. What about you? So let's live out a miracle. Let's just do something. Tonight, we definitely want to come praying for my mother. I'm anxious and excited to pray for your mother also. But I want to pray for my mother tonight. My mother is having a birthday on tomorrow, and that is so exciting. In the midst of her having a birthday on tomorrow, she actually was hospitalized today. So, you know, Satan is a liar. So in the midst of that, we have just been still doing what we are normally do, just praising him. I just got off the phone with her, you know, and we're so far in distance from each other, but so close in the spirit with each other. Hallelujah. Anyone know what I'm talking about? So it's just awesome. And we're just rejoicing, and regardless of what it is that is going on, is God is still the final authority. His word has the final authority. Do you believe that? Do you believe that regardless of what it is that is going on in your life, in my life, God, our Savior, still has the final authority? His word has been given to us, and he said we can use that word. We can stand on that word when we're sick. He said that word would be a light, a lamp unto our feet. He said that word would light up the pathway in case we get discouraged, in case fear, when, I won't say in case, but when fear comes and starts to knock on your door. He said, I already prepared you. I already have you. I've got you. I got you in my word. Psalms 119, 105 is where scripture is going to be coming from tonight. He said, I already have you. I already have prepared for you. All you got to do is lean on it. All you got to do is believe it. All you got to do is meditate on it. All you got to do is call out my name. All you got to do is call on my name. All you got to do is believe it. And then all you have to do is open up your heart and begin to receive what it is that I have prepared for you. Hallelujah. All of the hungry souls out here right now, all of the ones that are hungering, hunger, has hunger in your heart, and you're looking for something different. Your thing right now tonight may not be healing. It may be a mate. It may be someone who has done you wrong, and you just need a little comfort. You feel betrayed, and you need a little peace. Whatever it is that you, and you that are looking for right now, God's got it. God has it for you. And guess what? I'm here, and I want to rejoice with you. I'm here, and I want to pray with you. I'm here, and I want to say thank you, Jesus, for you, with you. Hallelujah. I want to hear your testimony. I want to be a part of what it is that you have to say tonight to give God his thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Because God is a good God, not just one day, but every day. Every day. He said, whatever it is that you need, whatever it is. He said, there's no limits on it. So if you're looking for a little bit of something, you're just looking for a little bit of resources, he said, you can get that on your own. But when you need that big thing, that thing that seems like it's out of reach for you, that thing that seems like that it is no way possible for you to get, see, he's already put the word in our heart. See, in the former days of this week, we already placed in our heart, we've already spoken, looking for expectations. So now when the situation comes, here's our time to prove that we believe in expectations. Hallelujah. He's already set us up. He said nothing just happens. Nothing just happens.
Amen.
So I encourage you. Call in. The number 646-652-4916. The chat rooms is open. You want to chat? The chat rooms is open. Again, blogtalkradio.com/Evangelist Von Dumas. God bless you. And for all of the ones that catch this in the archives, to go back through, and I find some of the biggest parts of our audience goes back through, and in the middle of the night, you send me emails about that. You just stumbled through and said, let me see what it is that God had for today. And it just matches up with what you needed right then and there, because that's who we serve. See, he's alive and a living God. He's an individual God. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's in all situations. And he knows just what you're going through. He knows
mm-hmm.
just what you need.
Yes.
But you, instead of running, you need to stop running and just repent. Repent.
Yes, yes.
God, I am a sinner, and I need some peace in my life.
Yes.
I believe that you are the Son of God, and I need you. I invite you to come in my situation.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. And he will come and pull you out of that pit that you've got yourself
yes.
into.
Yes.
He will turn all of the mess that you have worked your way into years
Amen.
And years and years, and he will give you a message out of it. I know you're going through some trying times right now. Somebody's incarcerated, and not just
mm-hmm.
behind prison walls, but someone's incarcerated in a home right now.
Yes.
Someone's incarcerated in their mind. Their mind is the enemy right now. He said, but I will set you free. I will give you deliverance. He said, I will be the answer to your prayers.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so he's waiting
yes.
patiently in line for you right now, right now,
mm-hmm.
right now, right
yes.
now. You said evangelist, but you don't know where I'm at right now. And it's not a time that I can actually come on my knees and pray right now. But you know what? God said, I'm so personable.
Yes.
That you can just pray right where you're at. And it will be between you and him. No one else around you even has to hear. You don't even have to move your lips. You don't even have to raise your hands if you
That's
can control
right.
that.
Yes, yes.
But just pray to him right now. He's waiting
yes.
patiently in line for you. You said, but
yes.
you don't understand. It is that I'm doing right now. I'm in the midst
mm-hmm.
of sin right now as you're speaking,
yes.
but that's okay. He said, you come to me just as you are. He said, but then let me do the one that will you up. I know what you're supposed to look like.
That's right.
I know what your purpose is. He said, in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I know that the plans that I have for you are now plans to prosper you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's plans for you to be more than what you see yourself as right now. See, the sin is when you sat there and don't move. The sin is when you let another day go by and you don't grow. The sin
yes.
is when you didn't get up and do anything that you should have been doing. When you went back down to that crack house, but before you go tomorrow, say a prayer. Hallelujah. Before
Hallelujah.
You go back out there tomorrow and you said that you're trying to mend this relationship, say a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Take everything to God in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything to God in prayer. Because God's word is the final authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's
Amen.
Word is the final authority.
Final authority.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So our scripture tonight is in Psalms 119:105. Again, it's Psalms 119. And then we're going to start at 105. And we're just talking about that. He's our director. He's the one who's got the lamp. He's got a light for you. It's a pathway. You feel like no one understands you. You feel like you're owned by yourself. You feel like you're being closed in. You feel like people are all talking about you. You feel everybody's turning their backs against you. You feel like it's mockery going around. God said,
mm-hmm.
because you're not concentrating on me,
yes.
you can't see the big got up here for you. You can see all the things that I have stored up just right over here for you. You can't see the glory that I have for you. You can't even accept my mercy that I'm extending to you because your eyes is on these little bitty lights. And you think that those, it could be hundreds of people, still minute in God's eyes.
Amen.
But I make your enemies your footstool. Now, I know that sounds good to somebody, but are we willing to go the right pathway to make that happen? He said, I will make your enemies your footstool. If you get your eyes off of them, but you got to run fast and seek me while yet I can be found.
Yes.
There's going to come a day that you're not going to be able to seek him. Look around us. That day is coming fast. He said, if you work hard, if you dedicate every moment of your life seeking me, running fast and hard after me, he said, I'll set you free. I'll show you things that your eyes cannot ever believe. I'll give you some
mm-hmm.
things in your mind that you can never even think to imagine. That's what I do for you. But do you really want that? Or are you just so used to being in where you're at that the pity party is what you enjoy do now? And you get together with your friends, and they enjoy the pity party, and you're just used to that. But when you're ready to really make a difference, when you're ready to really start living life, I promise you he'll give you a testimony that you won't be able to keep it inside of you.
That's
you
right.
may tell yourself, I'm not going to tell nobody, but it'll be so good, you'll run out and tell. You can't keep it to yourself. Hallelujah. Let me go ahead and, for the sake of time, get this scripture done.
Amen.
Again, Psalms 119, 105. Hallelujah. 119, 105. And I'm just going to leave it up to you tonight, sister. You end it when you want to end your scripture right there. Hallelujah.
Okay.
119, 105. If you don't have it, no problem. I have it right here.
Let me see.
We're just going to do a little bit of it. Unless you feel the Holy Spirit say go further, then you go further.
Oh, 105. Your word is like a lamp that shows me the way. It is like a lamp that guides me. I have taken an oath. I have promised to follow your laws because they are right. I have suffered very much. Lord, keep me alive as you have promised. Lord, accept the praise I freely give you. Teach me your laws. I keep putting my life in danger, but I won't forget to obey your law. Evil people have set a trap for me, but I haven't wandered away from your rules. Your covenant laws are your gift to me forever. They will fill my heart with joy. I have decided to obey your orders to the very end. You said 105 to what?
There you go. That's it.
Amen.
That's it. So, amen. So, it's actually telling us then that putting Jesus first place,
yeah.
if you put him first place in our lives,
mm-hmm.
and recognizing God's word as the final authority reveals God's path for us. Reveals God's path to us.
Yes.
Putting Jesus first. And recognizing him in our life, recognizing that his word is the final authority, recognizing
yes.
that if he said that we shall be free indeed, then we'll be free indeed, regardless of what our situation looks. Recognizing that if he says that I know the plans I have for you and they are
uh-huh.
to prosper you, that you
uh-huh.
are you of love, then that's exactly what it shall be. You have to stop
yes.
yourself and victim. Look at yourself and say, what am I doing that I'm not receiving it, Father?
Right.
Come to someone, you know. I'm here for I want to pray. I want to see what God has for you. What is it that I'm doing that I'm still stuck, that everybody around me seems to be receiving, and I'm not receiving the word? What
yes.
is it that I'm doing? How is it that I should be putting you first? What am I? Because I want to make you Lord of my life. How can I make you Lord of my life? Hallelujah. He said, it's the only choice that can transform a dead, meaningless existence into a life that's filled with joy, a life
yes.
that's filled with peace, a life
yes.
that's filled with purpose. How many times do people say, why am I waking up every day? The
mm-hmm.
same thing over and over again. What is it? God has something for you. He's not through
yes,
with you yet. He's waiting on you. The world needs you to find the Lord and see your purpose.
Yes.
The world is waiting on your joy to spread all over the world. It's
mm-hmm.
something that God has for you that can change the people of this world. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I mean, I would like it if God revealed his path all at one time the way, you know, at the airport, the light, they light up the runway to guide the airplanes to safe landings. You know, I would love for God to have used lights and tell me, this way, don't go that way, go this way. But until I can go into faith, just until I can get that connection with him,
yes,
time to time, I will get lost.
Yes.
And if we're not listening, not just reading, but hearing from him on our faith.
That's right. Amen.
We're just like that airplane with no lights on that runway.
Right.
You know
that's
that
right.
He's there somewhere. You
yes.
know that God said he could do it for you, but you're not for sure exactly how to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Call mm-hmm. in number 616-652-4916.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to take a little bit more time, and just like we said, that tomorrow is my mom's birthday. So just happy birthday to my mom. I'm just so excited about that. Tomorrow is my mom's birthday. So it is nothing that the enemy can do on today that will destroy my happiness for my mom tomorrow. So I'm rejoicing anyway. So today he delivered. He didn't want her to be in the hospital, so it's even a blessing that she's in a hospital if you look at it, because the enemy would have wanted to take her out.
Amen.
God said no. God said
no.
God said no.
Right.
Again, a reminder that, you know what? Weapons may form, but they will not prosper.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Will not
prosper. So when fear tries to set in because we see them form, that's when we get the word and we get our sword. Said the sword is the spirit of God's word, right?
That's right.
We
take
our sword. Hallelujah, because we're in battle. Make sure you take bringing the right weapon to the right battle. So we pull out our sword that's about healing. Our sword that stands on God's word about our healing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our sword, if fear sets in, you take out that sword and you start reading scriptures about fear.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need of you reading scriptures about the wrong thing. You use the sword for whatever battle that you're in at the time. But if you don't have that word anchored off inside of you, fear will take over. If you don't have that word right there somewhere posted up, that's why I encourage you. When something's good to you and you say, that's a good word, and that fits for my life, you need to be writing that thing down. You need to be hanging that up somewhere. It needs to be hanging out of your Bibles. It needs to be when you pull out your briefcase, you got all kind of little notes of scriptures here and there to keep you going. I have them posted on my desk.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I have them everywhere. You open up my cabinet, I got another scripture there.
That's right.
So I need the word. I need to live the word. I need to walk on the word. I need the word inside of me. And when I keep on living that word will start living me.
Yes,
it will. That word will start living me.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. I mean that when I get ready to think about doing wrong, my flesh has to get back in control because the spirit now is living inside of me. And the spirit is saying, you don't hear that. What do you call yourself doing? You don't go there. You're a woman of God. You can't go there. Flesh has to jump back in line. Flesh said, but I really want it. I really desire it. But my spirit says, no, you can't have it.
Yes.
So when the flesh can control you, we got a little bit more growing to do. But
keep on
keeping on until you can actually get your flesh in control.
Amen.
That's what God is
Amen.
Looking for.
You.
That's
Amen.
What God is looking for.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We got to follow the light. We got to remember that God is where it is to find.
That's right. That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
We're going to go ahead and let's get started just praying for my mother.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And also our sister-in-law's birthday is tomorrow. We praise God. Thank God for her. Sharon's birthday is tomorrow, and we just thank God and ask God to continue to bless her and her life and her walk, and just thank God for another birthday for her.
Yeah,
and thank God for other birthdays. I thank God for other birthdays that we don't even know of. That's all tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just thank God.
Somebody's celebrating by themselves, but they're never alone. God is there, and now he has us here now for him. So, hallelujah, rejoice. I rejoice for each and every person's birthday.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, how people just get excited about birth, because it's something that man can't do. God gave birth to us. You know, a couple of weeks back when it was Tatiana's birthday and there were some kids downstairs and I said something about it was Tatiana's birthday and they both just turned around and said, "It's her birthday?" You know, it just started moving my spirit to just like how precious God is. That I don't care where you're at, whether you know the person or not, but when you hear that it's somebody's birthday, you just want to say happy birthday the least.
Yeah.
You want to give them a balloon. You want to do something, you know. You can see people walking around with the little money chains on them, you know, and you say, "It's your birthday?" I will pull out a dollar from nowhere. I will pull out a five from anywhere just to pin it on them because, praise the Lord, we're celebrating. I get a chance to celebrate with you. I don't have to know you. I get to celebrate. Your birthday. Every year is just a blessing. Every day is just a blessing.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we thank you, Lord Jesus.
We're
just going to do the prayer. If you want to start, that's fine. If you want me to start, I'll start praying. And then when I finish, you can jump in. And we're just going to pray throughout the service until we end, okay?
Yes.
Looks like we got like 20 minutes, a little bit over 20 minutes. And we're just going to pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for another day, God. We just thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, God. We just thank you, Lord, for protecting us, God. As we got up out of our bed, God, just get up out of our bed, Lord, just to walk in the kitchen, Lord, to make our coffee, make our tea, make our drink, make our breakfast, Lord. For that's a blessing, Lord, that we even had food to even eat, Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. And, God, we just ask you, Lord, to bless everybody in the whole wide world, God, not only in America, Lord, but it's somebody right now, Lord, that's calling out on your name, Lord. They don't know which way to go, Lord. They don't know which way to turn, Lord. But, God, they need an answer, God. They need an answer, Lord. They don't know who to talk to, Lord, who to lean on, Lord. But, Lord, let there be someone, Lord, close to them that can show them the way to you, Jesus, that can get where you can get the glory, Jesus. Lord, we just ask you to bless the leaders of every country, Lord. Oh, God, bless those that don't even serve you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, just to bless them, Lord, that they may come running to you, Lord, asking, "What must I do to be saved, Jesus?"
Yes,
we just ask you, Lord, to bless the soldiers, Lord. Oh, God, bless the soldiers, Lord, that's fighting on the battlefield, Lord. Not only America, Lord, but every country, Lord. We ask you to bless the families of the soldiers, Lord, that lost their lives, Lord. Oh, God, in Afghanistan this weekend, Lord, we just ask you to bless the families, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to touch them in a mighty way. Send your angels there, Lord. Wrap them up in your love, Lord. Oh, God, we just ask you, Lord, to place a hedge around them, Lord, like you did Job, Lord. We just ask you to bless them, Lord. Cover them in your blood, Lord. Then, Jesus, we ask you to bless everybody that's behind prison bars, Lord. Oh, God, that's behind jail bars, Lord. We ask you to bless, Lord. Somebody back there needs you, Jesus. Somebody's calling on your holy and righteous name, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to bless them, Lord, no matter where they may be, Lord. We ask you to bless them, Lord. Take care of them, Lord. Oh, God, just shower them with your blood, Lord. Oh, God, just let them know, Lord, that one day they got to die, Lord, and one day they got to answer, Lord. We just ask you to bless them, Lord. Forgive them of their sins, Lord. Then, Lord, we just ask you to bless everybody in nursing homes and hospitals, Lord. Touch, Lord, right now, Lord. Somebody needs you, Jesus. Somebody just got the word, Lord, that their little one got cancer, Lord. Someone just got the word, Lord, that their little one, Lord, have an illness, Lord. Oh, God, an illness, Lord, that's not easily fixed by man, Lord. But, God, we know, Lord, we're dependent on you, Jesus. We just ask you to touch, Lord. Bless those in the nursing home, Lord, that don't have no one to come and talk to them, Lord, to come and see them, Lord. We just ask you to bless them, Lord. Then, Lord, in my prayer, I ask you to bless President Obama, Lord. Oh, God, bless his wife and bless his children, bless his mother-in-law, his brother-in-law, his sisters and his sister-in-laws and nieces and nephews and grandmothers and godmothers and aunts and uncles and cousins, Lord. We ask you to bless them, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you just to bless President Obama, Lord, that he may make the right decisions, Lord. Oh, God, I ask you just to bless. And bless all those enemies, Lord, that surround him, God. And, oh, God, bless all those friends, Lord, that, oh, God, say that they his friend, Lord. Oh, God, but you sure can't tell it, Lord. We ask you to bless them, Lord. Then, Lord, I ask you to bless each one of my sisters, Lord. Bless them one by one, Lord. I ask you to throw your angels all around, sister, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord, from the top of her head, Lord, to the bottom of her feet, Lord.
Thank you,
God, we ask you to bless her husband, Lord. Lord, if you see any illness in their bodies, Lord, we ask you for healing right now, Lord. We ask you for healing, Lord. We ask you to bless Monique, Lord. Bless Maisha, Lord. Lord, bless
thank
their
you, Lord.
Children, Lord. If they're being in, Lord, bless them, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to take care of them right now, Lord. Then, God, I
right
ask
now.
You, Lord, to bless Maria in a mighty way, Lord. Touch her, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord. Oh, God,
yes,
we ask you for healing, Lord. Bless her from the top of her head, Lord, to the bottom of her feet, Lord. We ask you, Lord, protect her, Lord. Just be with her, Lord. Oh, God, protect her, Lord. Oh, God, I ask you, Lord, to bless the maker, J.D. and Tatiana, Lord. Oh, God, bless J.D. and his family, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to put an angel all around them, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, to bless Danielle right now, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to bless her right now, Lord. Bless them, make her Tatiana, Lord. Bless them in the way, Lord, you see they need to be blessed, Lord. Oh, God, protect them from all kind of illness, Lord. Lord, I ask you to bless my three brothers, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Be with them, Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you right now to bless our mother, Lord. Lord,
hallelujah.
I just bless and ask you for healing, Lord. Healing, Jesus, healing, Lord. For God, I thank you, Lord, for getting them to the hospital, Lord. Lord, God, I thank you, Lord, for letting not the blood clot to travel any further, Lord. And, oh, God, I'm leaning and depending on you, Jesus, to dissolve it right now, Lord. Oh, God, I ask you to dissolve it with right now, Lord. Lord, I believe and I claim it in your name, Jesus, that it's already healed, Lord. It's already healed, Lord. Already healed, Jesus. Bless the whole wide world, Lord. Bless my enemies most of all, Lord. Bless my friends, Lord, the steady friends, Lord, but you can't tell, Lord. Bless those too, Lord. Lord, God, bless my job, Lord. Bless all those on my job, Lord. Bless all the supervisors, Lord. Oh,
thank
Lord,
you,
this
Lord.
Is my prayer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You,
dear Father, I come to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. Dear Father, I come to you the only way that I know how, and it's humble, with a humble, open heart, dear Father.
Yes,
dear Father,
yes.
I ask you to receive my prayer. Dear Father, I thank you that I have someone that I can come to, dear Father. Dear Father, in the midst of the things that I can't talk to nobody about, dear Father.
Yes.
Dear Father, when I'm smiling, but on the inside of my heart may be filled with sorrow, dear Father, I thank you for being there for me, Jesus. I thank you, dear Father, when I feel that no one else understands what's going on in my mind, dear Father. I thank you, dear Father, for sharing secret words of comfort to me, Jesus. And I thank you, dear Father. And I thank you, dear Father, that when people say, how can you go about and you can tell someone else the good news when something else has happened? I thank you, dear Father, because I know that it is you who carries me. I thank you, Jesus, for your comfort. I thank you for your joy. I thank you, dear Father, when the things inside of me and the fear tries to control, dear Father, that you have given me your words, dear Father. And your word is the weapon that just dices it and just throws it away and just want to allow it to festate in my mind. And it just comes in one ear and out the other. And now I can stomp on those things, dear Father. And I thank you because it's all because of you.
Yes.
Father, for loving me before I loved myself. I thank you, Jesus. In the midst of my sins, dear Father, you were still loving me, Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus, when I was still in the midst of my sins, somebody was praying for me.
Yes,
somebody had
Lord.
My name on their tongue, and I thank you for them, Jesus. I pray over them right now, dear Father.
Right
I may
now.
Never meet them, dear Father, until we get to the other side. But I thank you, dear Father, for them right now. Bless their children and their children's children. Whatever they may be doing, whatever they may be going through, I pray their names right now, dear Father. And I beg you, dear Father, to just hear the voices of all of us as we're calling out names, dear Father, that's in the midst, dear Father. The ones who have never been introduced to you, dear Father.
Yes.
I take that opportunity tonight, dear Father, to introduce them. The ones who say that they, I believe, but they just really have the relationship, dear Father. Oh, dear Father, I ask you to move them out of that lukewarm space that you said that you would set them from your mouth.
Move them away, dear Father. Heat them up right now, dear Father. Heat them up, dear Father, right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like no one else can, dear Father. Heed that deliverance power to you, dear Father. Oh, dear Father, right now, everyone is searching for some people that are lost. Oh, dear Father, look, Brianna Rodriguez, dear Father, 3 years old, that disappeared, dear Father, that she was riding her little bike in her Missouri home, dear Father. You know the whereabouts, dear Father. You know the person that's responsible, dear Father. You said something gets out of your sight, dear Father, towards that family. Oh, dear Father, I ask you, dear Father, to just, as I call out the Rodriguez family, dear Father, be their comfort for them, dear Father, in their time of waiting, dear Father.
Yes.
Whatever the outcome is, dear Father, let growth come out of this experience. You said you would take whatever it is that the enemy tries to use against us, dear Father, and if we allow you to, you said that you would turn that thing around, dear Father, and I know that death is hard to turn around, but not for you. Not for you, Jesus. And I thank you, dear Father. If whatever the situation is, dear Father, it is well with our souls.
Yes.
Father, and I bless the name of all of the ones that are praying right now against all the evildoers that are going on in the world, dear Father. The ones that are praying right now against all of the ones that are trying to use the voodoo and black magic, dear Father, to hurt the ones that are calling out the name of Jesus Christ, dear Father. The ones, dear Father, that are sitting behind some table, dear Father, on a daily basis, trying to write amendments and laws to keep Bibles out of schools.
Yes.
Out of schools, dear Father. Dear Father, I pray against them and right now in the authority that you have given to me because you said your word has the final authority. In that word, I stand against it and say, you have no place inside of this kingdom. You have no place inside of our lives. And we destroy whatever it is that you're trying to build up. And we're covered right now by the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious blood. You said that we could use your name for your healing. We can use your name, dear Father, for whatever our needs are. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, somebody's calling your name. And they're feeling like they're all alone. Hallelujah. Been in pain all day long. I feel somebody right now is really in pain.
Amen.
It's a shoulder blade. Something about the shoulder
Amen.
Blade.
Hallelujah,
dear Father. But right now, you look for your healing. You start moving your stuff around. I don't care when you hear this. It can be in the archive. God is right there. He's healing somebody right now. Your healing is coming now. When you receive it, it's up to you. Hallelujah. And I thank you for allowing us and teaching us how to receive your healing. How
Amen.
To receive
Amen.
Your Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for my mother.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for my mother. And I know it's so many mothers. People have lost their mother so long ago. And I know that you're motherless, motherless, dear Father. And I know that me and my mother are so many miles away from each other, but we're so close in spirit. We're so close in heart. And I thank you for that relationship, dear Father. I thank
Amen.
You that I can pick up the phone and speak to my mother. Somebody can't do that tonight, dear Father.
Amen.
I thank you, dear Father, that I can call my mother when she's not feeling well, when she is feeling well, when she's happy, when she's sad, that we can share. We have a relationship that we can break down some things
Amen.
With each other, dear Father.
Amen.
And we can talk about some things that I can't talk to nobody else but you, dear Father.
Amen.
And I thank you, dear Father, for letting her be a listener. I thank you for everything that she's done for me in my life, dear Father.
Amen.
I thank you for her. I thank you for never forsaking her. I thank you, Jesus, when we thought that there was no way that you made a way. I thank you for her testimony, dear Father, still strong now. As it was when she was struggling through many things, raising her kids. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, nobody but you, dear Father, and everybody who was there, who was obedient and answered and sent something in the times that are of our needs.
Yeah, nobody but you, Jesus.
I pray that you bless them, Jesus. Bless their children and their children's children, dear Father. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. The seed that they've sown, dear Father, just like the seeds that my mom has sown, is still flourishing right now, flourishing through her kids. Flourishing through her grandkids, and it hasn't started. It hasn't started. I ask you to touch every one of her kids right now.
Yes, right now.
In the most powerful way, dear Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let a new living seed that she sowed in her life so long ago may it spring up like living waters, dear Father. Dear Father, let us get busy. Get busy out here trying to tell somebody about a God that will save anybody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, reach on down. You said when that cup overflows, it just generates generations and generations down. And I thank you, Jesus, for each and every one of the grandkids and great-grandkids and those
yes.
that have come long after I'm dead and gone, dear Father, that seed that my mom has sowed, that I am sowing, dear Father,
yes.
that Barbara is sowing, will continue
yes.
to bring up the ones that will tell anybody, hallelujah, whether they have an open ear or not, that God is a man that will save
yes.
you.
Yes.
God has sent his only son to give his life for you. God
That's
is
right.
beginning and the end. God is
Amen.
The Alpha and the Omega.
And the Omega.
Father, I thank my mother's doctor, as she went into the rooms, she could read scripture all around the walls.
Yes.
I think that she could just move herself over to a minute and just start reading some of the scriptures, and she could just feel the comfort just coming
Amen.
Over her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's nobody but you. What a God.
Yes.
What a God.
Yes. What, a
what
God.
A God. What a God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus, that I serve a live and a living God. Hallelujah. And I won't be persuaded to move any kind of way. I thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for your spirit. I thank you for what you're doing in our lives. I thank you, dear Father, for my kids, dear Father. I just thank you for my job, dear Father. I know. I just feel the spirit of expectancy over my life, and it is something getting ready to come off, and I feel like hindering. I don't want to leave anybody behind, but I just feel you pushing me, dear Father.
Yes.
And the things getting ready to come, and I just open up my heart. I open up my mind, and you said you want no one to perish. And I open my mouth, and I'll tell anybody about you, Jesus. And I just pray that they accept your word for just who you are. Individual for their own self, not what you have done in my life, but what you are to them. May
yes.
they find their relationship with you, dear Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You said that on Christ, if we pray and believe that our mother is healed, then she shall be healed if we receive it. If we receive it. And we
yes.
pray and believe that all of our personal belongings is going to be safe, even there in
mm-hmm.
the hospital. We
right.
receive it that and if through our belief we shall receive it. And we believe that each and every one of her doctors, dear Father, is going to, if they had never prayed before, is going to say a prayer before they even step into her room. I believe
mm-hmm.
it, and so we shall receive it. And I thank you for all of the ones as we traveled to be with her, dear Father, as we speak with her. May it just not be a time of anything about anything else but you. Hallelujah. Anything else but you, dear Father, just let that conversation just be null and void.
Uh-huh.
May we keep you in our mouth, dear Father. If you're in our mouth, you're in our heart. Out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for who
yes,
you are.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
For hearing my prayers.
Thank
I thank you,
Jesus,
for taking my prayers. I thank you for all of my fears I can give to you. All of my
yes.
concerns, please, with you. I thank you, Jesus, for this ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you, Jesus, for bringing husbands to those who are out there waiting. Someone who's getting desperate looking for that wife, I ask you, dear Father, to just hold on. Give them peace to hold still and let them seek you, run after you. And that
mm-hmm.
person is coming there for them. And God, again, I ask you to just continue to bless each and every person under the signs of my weak voice, whether it's tonight, whether it's a year from now, whenever they receive this message. Dear Father, do what you do. Heal them. Shake up something in their life. Move something in their life like only you can
yes.
do. In
yes.
Jesus' name, we thank you. This is my prayer. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Barbara, we have 3 minutes. I'm going to ask you to, in these 3 minutes, just lead somebody to the Lord. Just lead somebody to the Lord.
Amen. 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 No matter what you're going through, God is just waiting with outstretched arms. And come unto him. Come unto him.
Yes.
All your burdens right there. Come unto him. For all those burdens are too heavy for you. You cannot carry them, but he can carry them for you.
Hallelujah.
Just leave them there at the altar for him. Just
yes.
leave everything. Believe. Just believe. Just believe and trust in his word. Trust
yes.
in his word and just believe that everything is going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
Just say yes, 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 Lord, yes. I surrender
yes.
unto you, God. Everything, everything I surrender unto you, Jesus. There's nothing, not anything, God, I'd rather have than have you, Jesus. No gold, no silver, no money, no houses, no homes, no lands, no cars, Lord. But I'd rather have you, Jesus.
I'd rather have you.
You just lay down that stuff for Jesus tonight and step out on his word. Step out on his word. Yes, step out on his word to believe in it, having the faith to believe that God can heal, God can make a way, that God knows everything. He knows it before it even happens.
Yes, he does.
Step
out on
his word.
Trust in him.
For he'll be there for you. He will be there for you. When everybody else has turned their back on you, when everybody else says no, God says yes.
Yes, he will.
God says yes.
All you have to do is accept him in your heart and ask him to forgive you of your sin.
Yes.
Invite him in your heart.
Yes.
He will be for you. He said you are a new creature in Christ. He can do that. And old things will pass away.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you just prayed, if you just surrendered your heart to the Lord, you say that I just want to read a new, fresh, a refreshing spirit to just come over me.
Yeah.
I would love to hear from you. It is so important that you tell somebody, that you reach out and tell somebody. God is telling somebody about you, whether you're ignoring him or not. It's important that you tell somebody about your decision to renew your faith with Christ, to reach out for Christ. We would love to hear from you. You can reach us at walkwithmegod@aol.com. We love you. God bless you. You have a wonderful night. Until this time tomorrow, good night.
Good night.
Good night.